Right, we're just learning last week and this week from the Sefer, the Hagdama of the Sefer Kvod HaMalei Olam, because really that's what Rav Kook is talking about. And it's important to get a sense of how deeply rooted this is in the Svarim HaKadoshim. So we're going to learn a little bit more. I hope you have the pages from last week, from the Sefer Kvod HaMalei Olam. We're learning this morning the Sfasemes. This is the Lashon of the Sfasemes from this week's parasha. He brings from the Chiddush Arim, Tafresh Lam Gimel, Higi Be'inin HaBe'eris Shechofer Avoseinu. That we see that the others, they were busy all the time with digging wells, and then redigging the wells. That's what seems to be the main avoid in life, was excavating Be'eros, wells. Said it means, we have from already from the Ramban that is talking about the Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, until finally, Rechovos Ati Hirchiv Hashem Lanu, Farina Barot. But he brings from his grandfather that the inin of the Avoda of the Be'erah Shechofer Avoseinu, Lahasir Hachitzainis. The whole Avoda of our Avos was to remove that which is on the outside, to remove that which is covering the Nekuda HaPnimis. Limtso he'ora hagnuza, to find the he'ora hagnuza, that light that is hidden in everything that exists. Shebuchol mokum yesh nekuda pnimis, because everywhere and in everything there's a nekuda pnimis, and that's what Rav Kook is saying. It's how we should look at the world. Let's just continue just for this time to learn from the Hagdam of the Sefer Kvod HaMalei Olam, or we were learning last week. We're on page Yud. It's the second side of the page. Oh, no, I don't know. It's the, no, it's the first side, yeah, the first side on the bottom right, on the bottom right hand, of page Yud.
How does it start?
Huh?
It's cut off on the top.
Oh, it's yours, the photostat's cut off on top?
Just the page.
Oh, so it's the, well, every paragraph is v'chein, v'chein, v'chein. Like the Machzor on Rosh Hashanah. Or V'chein. You see, it says V'chein. So that's page Yud. The first paragraph begins with B'Sefer, or B'Sefer, V'chein, V'chein, V'chein. So we're up to the bottom of V'chein. The bottom of V'chein. V'chein kol divrei ha'olam nasu v'nivru kadei shiyu l'mashal. Hashem Yisbach created everything. Everything that exists, that we experience, is a mashal. It's a mashal, and our job is to try to understand the nimshal. To try to understand what does this mean? What is it teaching us? And our job is to find a remez in this thing that I am seeing, in this experience that I'm right now having, to be able to see a remez in my Avodas Hashem. How it could help me in my Avodas Hashem. What's it telling me? Now, he brings in the parentheses, V'yadei she'choshev merimiza d'chachmasa, V'atara sheba, Maila nitzayitz, ha'nitzayitz ha'kodesh, sheba or ha'mor. Now, all of you have seen in the Svarim, all over the place, talk about the nitzayitz, the sparks, right? The sparks that are hidden in everything. And our job is to somehow gather these sparks together. We don't know, what does that mean? Sparks, and gathering sparks together. So he just brings here that the meaning of that is, the Svarim tell us, is that when you and I, there's a very basic avoda, that when you and I are able to stop and to look at that apple, or whatever else it is that is at that moment, the tree, and we're able to remember to stay focused on what a tree is. Again, this is what the Sefer is about, what the tree is, what the apple is, what the glass of water is. Then we are entering into the nimshal. We are going past the moshal, which is the physical object, and we are entering into the nimshal. And that is, when you think about that, that's called being mala the nitzotz. That's called lifting up the spark, uncovering the be'er, uncovering the nimshal in your mind. That's called, that kavana is the avoda of halos hanitzaitis. Ubesef HaKadosh Noam Elimelech, Kosev Vizelishav, the Rebbe Elimelech writes, Hine kol in yonei ha'olam hazeh, ha'nimtzoyim ba'olam kulo, everything that exists in this world, ha'kol lechvodo bara. Everything, of course, is to reveal Hashem's kavod. Sha'kol hum moshul umelitza lahavin behem, eiza musa haskel, v'hatar ha'kadosha. Everything that we see is a moshul to help us understand, to learn a musa haskel, or to understand on a deeper level, Torah. Umisha ziko Hashem belev ubina, and a Jew who Hashem has given a heart that understands, an understanding, lahovn lahaskel azai mikol dover ba'olam, then from everything that he sees in the world, azai mikol dover ba'olam yesh kivun yesh kavana, whatever, lahovn moshel umalitza ala tara kadoshu liyrosi yisbarach. Everything is a moshel through which we can come to understand HaTorah and Yiras Hashem. Ublkut Maran in Siman Aleph, which I'm sure many of you have learned, Rabbi Nachman begins, Ublkut Maran begins with this. He brings the pasuk, and then Ish HaYisraeli tzarech tamid lehistakel b'haseichel shel kol dar. A Jew has to constantly look to try to find haseichel shel kol dar. What's the seichel of this thing of this time? Haseichel shebechal davar. Ulekasha atzmai elachachm vaseichel sheyesh bechal davar. And to attach himself to the nimshal, to the seichel of this thing, to the pnimius of this thing. Vayikosav shaman. He writes in Siman Lamed Tes. That's in Tanyona, the second part of Lukut Amran. In Siman Lamed Tes, it's kedai to learn that Torah. Is an amazing Torah. I mean, every Torah is amazing. But if you look there in Tanyona Lamed Tes, so Rabbi Nachman writes the following. V'ra'ui lonu loymazayis bebchia bedmo'os shlish. What I'm saying now should be said with crying, with sobbing. Livkayis ulizgageya, to cry and to long, levakesh l'schanein, and to beg Hashem, l'fanim yisbarach, mosai nizkil l'zeh, when will I be zoiche for this? Shiyelonu hadas, that I will have the understanding, the das, shenuchel hadas l'hakra bar yisbarach, that I'll be able to know and to recognize Hashem, the Creator, mikol davash is a ha'olam, from everything that exists in this world, b'prote protes, every single detail of this world, we should cry and beg Hashem to give us the understanding to know Hashem, to come closer to Hashem, to recognize the Creator, mikol davar shel zeh ha'olam, from every single thing that exists in this world, b'prote protes, every detail. Akan l'shana. B'sfasem Yeshua Shem says, Shekol in yonei elam hazeh, einim elam moshel lahavin eich le'ahayv Hashem Yisbarach. Everything that exists in this world is only a moshel. Is only a moshel to help us come to love Hashem. That's the whole Sefer Shir. The whole Sefer Shir Hashem is a love story, prince, a princess, a chasen, a kala, ani lo doidi v'doidi li, doidi li v'ani lo. It's a moshel. Everything, but the Sfasema says that everything is a moshel. Everything that we see in our lives, everything that exists is a moshel. Our job is to dig that through that well, to get through the surface of the moshel, and to get to the nimshal to understand how is this thing that I'm seeing, what is this telling me about Hashem, and how could I get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of what I'm seeing now, or what I'm eating now, what I'm smelling now. The Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Nevavaye, Havayasvi, Kami, the Ravina, the Rabbi Nechemia, Achuy, the Reish Galusa, they said before, Rabbi Nechemia, who is the brother of the Reish Galusa, Chazi, the Havalovish, Matrosa, and he saw that the Reish Galusa was wearing a certain type of a beged. Omle, Rabbi Nevavaye, Hainu Kalach, Ditnan. And that reminded him of a certain min of a garment that's mentioned in the Mishnah. And it was when he looked at the clothing that he was wearing, he said, That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Oid sham. Rabbi Mavaya have a kazla bepaksa the matrit the bepaksa the tamarisa, a place in the Chazan Lahan Arbasa, and they saw this type of plant. A type of plant. Only Rabbi Mavaya hainu either. Oh, that's the plant that the Mishnah mentions in such and such place. What's the point? We see from here tavim yidivik Chazal eil. Hech shebechol davis shero lo ro elu asatayr shebo. That wherever the Tanoim and Amoraim, wherever they looked, they saw the Torah. Here they saw Mamish, something that's discussed in the Mishnah. They looked at everything, and in everything they saw, they uncovered that, and they saw the Torah in it. What's the Torah of this? I remember reading of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, somebody, there was a chicken running around, and ran in front of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and somebody was walking with it. I remember Shlomo Zalman Auerbach quoted, "Oh, that's the pshat in the Gemara." That's how a tzaddik lives. He lives always in the nimshal. In this case, it's the Torah of it. On a deeper level, pnimi shavet pnimi is that when you dig the well even deeper, then you find mamish the nimshal, not just the Mishnah, but what is the nimshal of the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah itself teaching us about how to get close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Avodas Hashem? What does it mean, Shnaim Ochzim Metalis? There's an unbelievable Maimer from Lubavitcher Rebbe that was printed as a separate sefer called Shnaim Ochzim. The Maimer of Shnaim Ochzim. What does it mean, Shnaim Ochzim Metalis? It has to do with the parasha that we're in now, it told us, and Esav and Yaakov, and the Nachlash Shtei Olam, is Shnaim Ochzim Metalis, Zeh Me'ani Mitzasi, Zeh Me'ani Mitzasi. What's the Nimshal? What's the Nimshal? V'chein roi li'ish ha'yisraeli l'stakel ba'asechel shel kol davar v'pnimiyusa v'shorasha. Or that is what a Jew should do. To look at the pnimiyus and to look at the shorash of everything. L'tayra u'ramiza d'chachmasash b'chol davar. B'sefer or ha'meyer kosav l'vayar. So the ha'meyer writes, mash nishtam shu chazal b'loshen lo'ymar oy le'inayim shekach royas. Chazal used such a lashon that when a Tana would see something that he wished he wouldn't have seen, he would say, "Oy lay naim shekach rois, oy for the eyes that saw this, for oy las naim shekach shamos, and oy to the ears that have heard this." Ulchar tmiya mayasa adam behikul lefamim bilti miskavin l'shmar liros davishena kirtzon. What's a person supposed to do? Sometimes it happens, it's not your fault, something passes in front of your eyes. Or somebody says something, or you hear something you wish you didn't hear. Well, Harai, Vikr Kazafilu, who Kodesh Vatar, that happens even to holy people. Vizach bi Yuno, Misraim al Kacha, it happens even to people who are very pure. Lost a Shum Mispireless Lazar. There was nothing there to create any aspireless over what they saw, what they heard. So what's this lashon that we have from Chazal? Oy lay naim shekach roz. Oy lay is naim shekach shomos. Ki hachachem ha-she'en b'roish lay levilti roish l'shum dover b'olam. Ki be'en ha-seich l'va hachachem. Because the chachem whose eyes ain't b'roish lay, which the Zohar says means that he's constantly thinking about the Shechina, he doesn't want to see anything in this world. Ki be'en ha-seich l'va hachachem. He only wants to see the seichel, the chachma of everything, not just the surface. He wants to see what's underneath, what's inside the be'er. V'aklal munach b'yadeinu asheh b'chachma is barira. Klamer, misha ahalach tamid b'iskashus ha'chachma v'amada, u'b'chol mokim shiroya v'shameh eina roya ki'im b'chachma ha'gnuz asham. That person who lives every moment in this state of chachma to try to find, to understand, to see and to hear, what is the chachma agenuza? What is the hidden chachma of this? V'yodeya meivin she'ein shum dover ba'olam shloi romuz shloi yirmoiz l'odem remiz de chachmasa. And this tzaddik knows that whatever he sees or hears in his life is that min hashamayim, they want him to understand something. They want him to hear something, to see something, to get the nimshal. U'be'yayis noisein nafshu v'ruch ha'sham mo'ira hanitza tzakadish. And when the person concentrates and pays attention to try to understand the nimshal, when he digs into this be'er, that presents itself to him at that moment in life that Hashem wanted him to have in his life at that moment, that is Mo'ir. When he thinks about it, that's Mo'ir HaNitzotz HaKadosh, that awakens the holy spark that comes from creation itself of Kedusha Velokus, HaShoyer HaShem, that is inside that thing of the world. The Gurim Elov Yisbarach Tanu Godel B'Stakalusa. And that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a tremendous pleasure, tremendous tanug. The Gurim Elov Yisbarach Tanu Godel B'Stakalusa. That when you're looking in such a way at something, it brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu tremendous tanug. And you are doing that avoda of freeing the sparks that existed in that from the time of creation. When you look at it, and you look at the nimshal, and so too when you hear people speaking to each other, like we know in the Yerushalmi Shabbos and there are other places in the Chazal where there were Tanarim, there were Amoraim, they would be walking in the Shuk and they would hear two people talking in the Shuk and they would understand those Diburim. They would think about the Nimshal of why did Hashem want us to hear these words at this moment, and they were able to draw out from that some amazing hint that Hashem was sending from Shemayim. And the Gemara brings the pasuk, "Oznecha tishmana dover me'acharecha," that your ears should hear words that are spoken from behind you. In other words, words of davening, words of Torah, those are words that are spoken in front of you, face to face. When you're learning, you're davening, you're talking about Hashem. When you're davening, you're talking to Hashem. And when you're learning, you're listening to Hashem. The pasuk says, "Dover tishmana oznecha tishmana dover me'acharecha." Hashem wants us to hear words that are spoken, not panim al panim, but me'acharecha, in other words, not directly to you. Why did I hear these words that were spoken? Why did I hear this conversation? And to take away the outer layers of that, obviously this is big tzaddikim, that's how they live every minute. Oznecha tishmana, what's Hashem telling you? Oznecha tishmana dover me'acharecha. To hear something that's a baskol of the Shechina talking to you through that thing. And when you try to understand that, you're taking out the nitzotz, you're lifting up the spark of Elokus that's in that thing, that's in that moment, that's in those words. And from that nimshal, you're able to take a way that could help you to serve Hashem. Ki zeh kol odom ve'ikar habriyah. That's the tachlis of our lives. La avoidas kainai, afilu bepchusei hamadregas vagashmi, even if you're in the lowest place, to hear oznecha tishmana, that your eyes should see the nimshal, that your ears should be able to hear, to pick up the nimshal, of what does this mean? What is this saying to me? Masha'enikain ish be'er, Ishbar, Veloyeda Kolzois, a fool who doesn't understand this. Veneroya, this is all from the Aramea. Veneroya Rakip Shuta, Ben Hagashmi, Hagashmi Sadavar. He says the fool is the person who only sees the physical, external reality in front of his eyes. That's all he sees is the Gashmis of this. Vasechel Loyeda Litin Aitz Benafshai, but the Sechel that's hidden, he doesn't know, he doesn't understand. Shagam Sham Yesh Evor HaShechina, because even in this physical thing, there are the limbs of the Shechina herself, is the presence of Hashem. Meish Kazer, Romzu B'mamorim, and that's what Chazal are hinting at when they use this lashon. Oy Leinayim Shekach Ro'os. What does it mean? Oy Leinayim Shekach Ro'os. Klomer, Einayim HaGashmim She'enim Ro'im Ki'im Kach. Oy to the eyes, that all they see is what? Kach. Kach means just what it is in front of your eyes. That's all you see is the physical thing. Don't you see the nimshal? All you see is kach. Kach means here, what it is. He doesn't dig the be'er to get to the nekuda hapnimis, to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's hidden here. He doesn't get to that. Therefore, he's not able to lift out the Evori Hashchina Hanitzaitz Kadosh, the holy sparks, Hamalbushim, Hamalubashim, Sham, that are hidden, that are hidden at that in that place at that moment. He's not able to get to that. So that's called Oilei Naim Shekach Roos. That's all your eyes see, just the Gashmius. Oilei Naim Shekach Roos. Ubesev Lukut Amaran Simkuf Lama Gimel. Maybe B'Shem Abal Shem Tov Shomer V'Zel L'Shayin. The Abal Shem Tov said, Oivavoy Kiar Oilei Molim Ma'aris V'Sayyidus Neflaim V'Noiroim. Rabbi Nachman brings from the Baal Shem Tov. Oivavoy Kiar Oilei Molim Ma'aris V'Sayyidus Neflaim V'Noiroim. The world is filled with lights, with wondrous, amazing secrets. The world is filled with. Vayadak Tana Imedis Bifnei Einayim. But the person has a little hand on top of his eyes. Uma'akveis, next page. Milirais Oris Gedolim. And the little hand that's on his eyes is preventing him from seeing these amazing things that the whole world is filled with. Ubesefer Lekutim Yikaron. Mefarish Mashi'isi brings the Mizrit Shemagid. Mashi'isa Eitzel Shlema Amalach Alav Shalom. Where it says by Shlomo HaMelech, Vayidabar al ha'etzim. Perish al kol ma'ashara omra al kulam taimim shemegim la'avadosi yisbar. What does it mean? Shlomo HaMelech spoke about the trees. So what, he was giving classes on biology or botany, whatever you call it, that's what he was talking about. Then it says, Vayidabar al ha'etzim. Remember, it's the same Shlomo HaMelech who wrote Shir HaShirim. It's the same Shlomo HaMelech who wrote Mishlei. Meaning that Shlomo HaMelech would speak about the trees, he would explain to the Olam, what is the tree? What do they mean? What are trees? It's a marshal. And Shlomo HaMelech would teach the nimshal of everything in this world. Shal kol ma'ashara omar al kulam tamim shemegim lavados yisbarach. Everything that one could see in the world, you would ask Shlomo HaMelech, he would say, this is what this thing is telling you in Avodas Hashem. This is the nimshal, to understand how to use this for Avodas Habore. And when you do that, that's called halos hanitzaitzis. That's called halos hanitzaitzis. Listen to this now, this beautiful vart. For Isi Bekuntris Imre Shimshin, from Shamshin Pinkus, he was Sichen Echmoda. Avrom Avinu Omar L'Eliezer, Shvula Champoyim Achamar. So Avrom Avinu says to Eliezer, I'm going up with Yitzhak to the Akedah, Shula Champoyim Achamar. You stay down here with the Chamar, with the donkey. Biyur Chazal, Madoim Elechamar. You stay with the one who is like a donkey, with Yishmal. Yishum Shaloi Ra, Onan Alahar. Why is he called a Chamar? There are many reasons why Yishmal is called a Chamar. That's a long discussion. But the Teretz, on the simple level, is why is he called a Chamar? Because all he's capable of seeing is Chaymer. What does that mean? He only sees the outside. He only sees the physical matter. That's the Chaymer. That's all he sees. So he didn't see that there was a cloud, that the Shekhinah was on top of Har Maria. He didn't see it. Now all the Arabs claim that they want the Har Habayis, that they see something. They don't see anything there now either. But Yishmol didn't see the cloud that was on the mountain. Nir Shabirhu, Sha'avram Sha'oloi Ma'ata Roa, Hu Omar Ani Roya Anan. So Avram Avinu asked Eliezer, what do you see? And Hu Omar Ani Roya Anan, I see a cloud. Eliezer said, I see a cloud. Eliezer Ra Anan Poshet, but he saw, but looked like Eliezer, like it was a regular cloud. Just a stam, a cloud. But Eliezer also did not, he wasn't doyle umashke to dig deeply into the cloud that he saw to see the nimshal. He just saw a cloud. He said, like it brings in the Medrash, that Eliezer just said, Anan ani roya, I see a cloud. So Avram Avinu Yitzhak going out of their kelim. They're looking at the cloud, And they see Kodesh Kodesh. They see the Har Habayis. They see Yerushalayim. They see everything that will be. They see everything. And he asked Eliezer, what do you see? He said, I see a cloud. He saw the cloud. Bimkoim liros es ha'omek. He didn't see the omek. He didn't see the nimshal. He didn't dig into the be'er. Liros shechina al ha'har. Therefore, he didn't see the shechina on the mountain. Inam mitzad gadol. Lamul Chamor, Vinishalas Chamor, Ma'ataraya, if you would put a tzaddik, say you take a big tzaddik, you take the amshon of a rebbe, big tzaddik yisod olam, and you put him in front of a donkey, in front of the chamor, and you were able to interview the chamor, and you would ask the chamor, what do you see? I mean, the amshon of rebbe saying standing there. So what do you see? He would answer, "Hu yoyma shivim kilo bos. I see 70 kilo of meat." That's what the donkey would say. He wouldn't say, I see the tzaddik HaKadosh, the Amshon of Rebbe, I've been trying my whole life to speak to him for a minute. The Chamor would say, I see 70 kilograms of meat, just a flesh. That's all he would say. V'ilo onor roim tzaddik v'chosid. We see that the Amshon of Rebbe is standing there. We see a tzaddik v'chosid. The Chamor is chomer, that's all, there's no nimshal. It's just a mashal. Kach b'chol davar. A chamor roe aguf. A person who's on the madrega of a chamor, amadoim al chamor, Yishmol, and Eliezer, they see only the chomer. They only see the moshel. Chomer umikra. And to them, it's a coincidence that I happen to be walking over here and this animal passed by. Or I happen to be walking over here and this happened. It's a coincidence. But the tzaddik sees the shechina. Hashgachi v'emuna. Like Gemara says that why did Hashem create thunder? What's the tachlis of thunder? So Gemara says li'ashmach miyush b'leiv, to straighten out the crookedness of the heart, that when you hear the sound of the thunder, it puts the fear of God in you. So when the Chofetz Chaim was already an old man, there was thundering and lightning. The Chofetz Chaim was sleeping by himself in the room. There was a bocha that was assigned to stand outside to make sure everything is okay. The Chofetz Chaim needs something, and he heard the Chofetz Chaim talking, and he opened the door, and it was a big thunderstorm. And the Chofetz Chaim was sitting by the window, and he was looking outside. And he was saying, "Rabbi Shalom Vosfilstif, what are you asking me? What are you trying to tell me? I'm trying to understand what you're saying to me. I want to understand. You're telling me that I have to straighten out the crookedness of my heart. Help me. I want to understand. How should I straighten out the crookedness of my heart? What could I do? What do I need to do?" That's what the Bacha heard the Chofetz Chaim speaking to the thunder, speaking to Hashem. The Chamor doesn't see that. The Chamor sees just the physical metzias. V'la tzadik roya shechina. Hashgoche v'emuna. Hashgoche v'emuna. That's what the tzadik sees. One person goes to the coast and he says, I see a lot of old stones. The other person sees the the harabai, sees the coast. And tries to understand what's the nimshal. What's the nimshal? B'sefer Tanya, Perek Mem Beis, Kolso v'zel l'shoyna. The Tanya writes, Ha'ikar hu ahergel lahargel daito machshavto tomid lios kavua b'liba yomarcha tomid asher kol ma'asheroa be'enav ha'shamayim v'aretz umloa. The Tanya says, a person must get into this habit, and to accustom his mind to thinking this way, to be kavua in his heart and his brain. Tomid, always. Ashakol ma'asheroa, that everything that he sees, be'inu with his eyes, ashamayim v'haretz umloa, the heavens and the earth, and everything that fills the earth, hakol heim levushim achitzanim shamelach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of these are the outer garments of HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by that you will always remember the pnimius and the chiyus. And the Tanya says this is included in the word emuna, because the loshen of emuna, the word emuna means loshen regilus, to get into the habit, like the oimenes hadasa. It means to become accustomed to. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that a Jew has to accustom himself to get into the habit. of looking beyond the levushim achitzanim, the external garments and everything that he sees. Just like our avos, they were constantly digging be'eros. That's the avodah of this world, is to be digging be'eros, to try to get to the bottom, to see, to understand. What's the nimshal? And he says, this is the Alzeh Noyet Sefreinu Zebez Hashem. This is the purpose of this sefer. Go down to the last paragraph. V'chein, Aydei Sefer Zeh Yuchel Izbeinu Shebechol Dover Af Mashenir Kepochus Erech. Through this sefer, you will be able to look at anything, even things that seem to be insignificant and low and important. Tivi or Mikra, that seems to be just nature, like rain or snow. When you look outside of the rain, when you look outside of the snow, what does it mean? There's a term that Tzemach Tzedek where he speaks about snow, and that the gematria of snow is 333. And he speaks about the Moshel HaKadmoni that goes from the higher world and descends from a place of yichud, of oneness, 333. That the snow, the way that the snow is, that it comes down from Shemayim, and then it's mislabish in a snowflake. It's thicker than the rain. It freezes, whatever, it becomes snow. And the Tzemach Tzedek says that everything that Hashem created is like the snow. That in its shayrish, it's not physical at all. And then it descends, and as it descends into the world, it's mislabesh, it becomes covered with the frost of this world. It becomes covered with a physical case. And the avoid of a Jew is to melt that, to get to what that is, be'etzem. To understand what is this, to get to the nimshal. Ukamoshal b'chazal, haynu da amri inshi, upirish b'sefer tzikas atzadik, ki dibur shel chol, this I was mentioning before, amugal b'fi hadam, margal b'pume, he divrei Torah mamish. The tzikas atzadik says a very deep thing. People have certain expressions. There's a person that has that expression, he's carrying it around with him for 30, 40, 50 years. And he uses a certain expression. I'm not talking about everybody imitates certain things that are popular at the time. But there's a certain word that this person, that it's something in his vocabulary that comes up all the time. So Reb Tzadik says that this dibur, the person that's mugal b'fi adam or magal b'pumi, that's always like in his mouth, he divrei Torah mamish. It's divrei Torah mamish. Afilu eitzel ish hamoni should be sold even by a simple Jew. The way the legs move, there's pnimius. The example of a leaf that falls from a tree. It's brought down in the Svarim and from the Kisari. That there are a number of vinyanim and secrets that have to do with a leaf falling down from the tree. How it falls. If it falls straight down, or if it's taken up by another wind. What's the color when it touched the ground? All of these things are remazim for worlds that we don't see with our eyes. Shenechzar or misar ha'elyon shel ha'ilon. That when a leaf is detached from the tree, there's a certain or of a sar of that tree, of a malach, whatever it is, of that tree, that it now becomes chosir. It's missing. V'nyoni gilgul mehe'olo. V'chadoyme. Chein soid v'meshe misnoye'e ha'olo. How it moves, the leaf. Is there a gilgul in this leaf? And how the leaf moves? To the right, to the left, to east or to west, south, up, north. And so it is with every single thing. If the chacham, when the chacham thinks about it, V'yech kamot, he understands more and more. V'yizbonin b'ashgoch ha'protis v'yir b'neflos ha'bori heyach shakol ha'brum v'ativyim yeshlam tam nifla. That everything that exists has a tam nifla, a wondrous tam. Amasha nivru b'dmusam u'b'schunosam v'tivam davka. Why did Hashem create davka with this way of looking? Why does it look davka this way? Why does this animal have this particular tchuna? Why does the person have this particular tchuna s'nefesh? Everything is alpi shorash shel ela, is alpi the shorash from above. V'chein afilu b'himotzos achadoshos, b'amtzos achadoshos agashmim. Even with new discoveries, you might think he's only talking about leaves and birds and things that Hashem created straight in the world. But what about new inventions and new discoveries? Shigam hein naso alpi ritzonam achshavti yisborach. It's because Hashem wanted that there should be a telephone. It's Hashem wanted that there should be a refrigerator, whatever it is, a microwave. Shagam heim naso al pi ritzonu machshavti yisborach. It comes to Rosh Hashanah Hashem. Kama shkazu b'sefer chayim b'chesed. Who writes the following. Yachshav ha'adam b'dayta shakol dov v'sheyesh b'olam ha'kol me'abar yisborach. A person should constantly be thinking that everything that he sees is ha'kol me'abar yisborach. Even when a person thinks of something, he thinks that it's his own idea, his own strategy, Hashem's presence is there as well. Even the simplest thing, Hashem's thought. All right, we'll finish that next week in Matisha. We have a minion to have Michael. Guys have to go to lunch or class.